Joe, there's too much to talk about. There's this little tournament going on in the world. We've got some big local news as well. One of your favorite Italian teams is going through it right now. I don't even know where to start. What do you want to do?
Well, I think I know where I want to start. You don't got to be first, but you got to be – it's good to be the best, and it's good when we're the best and we're first. So that's where we can start.
And we'll explain that after this.
Hey guys, it's Patrice Kaiser, head coach of Seneca Men's Soccer, part of the Vaughn Men's High Performance. You are listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
So Joe left off saying that it's good. It's what did you say?
I was talking about being first and the best, and we're kind of both. I'll tell you why.
Okay, well, tell me why we're the best. Well, we're first and the best. Tell me why.
We're usually first, and we're even before. So we're not even like first. We're before that comes. So we pride ourselves on this platform, on the show, on when we're doing our social media, when we're doing the show just with audio or, you know, live, whatever it is. We pride ourselves on telling, you know, our listeners, you guys, our followers, our supporters, hey, watch out for this. Look for this player. Look for this is going to be happening. And we've got it pretty right. If you're watching the World Cup and you're a Canadian fan, you're looking at the guys that we talked about for a long time. So we've talked about how we've had Kamal Miller on our show, Alistair Johnston, Dane Sinclair. We have mentioned Marc-Anthony Kay when he was in USL. We have mentioned all of these players who are there. We said, watch out for Richie Larea and all these guys beyond, and it continues. So it's not only with players. The Canadian landscape of who's next, who's up and coming, also includes coaches. We had one of those coaches on a couple of times, and it was a very good friend of our show and a knowledgeable soccer junkie like us, I think.
Oh, you think, eh?
Yeah, well, I know we are. No. Patrice Geiser, who is now been officially announced today. And we know some other people were putting it out there. And, you know, me and Reggie had a respect for our friends and people that we know. We kind of knew for a while. And, yeah, today was announced. Patrice Geiser, formerly of, or let's say, who's made his name with the Vaughn Soccer Club, with Seneca College, in the OCAA, just came off a silver medal and really in the Nationals and really turned that program around. Champions of League One and many, many players who he's had a huge impact on. You know, so Patrice, who we've had on a lot, we've talked about him a lot. Today, Patrice was officially announced as the coach, like I said, the head coach of Halifax Wanderers and CPL. An amazing story. A great thing for Patrice. And we've told you, we've said, watch out for this. This might happen. This is a good thing. This stepping stone, you know, this league, you know, we're watching World Cup, Canadian team. And it's things like this that will build it. And we did. Yeah, we did tell you about this. We told you to look out. We said, who knows what might be on the horizon for a person, a coach like Pat. And this is a little bit of a trailblazing moment because it does – you know, set into, you know, the path of maybe even developing more coaches, just like a person like Bobby Smirniotis, who's done a great job at Forge, to be even considered with the job at Montreal. CF Montreal is amazing. So, yeah, we told you. We've been saying it. We're going to continue saying it. And, yeah, I think, like I said, Reg, it's good to be first, but it's also great to be best and to get it right.
That's so, right.
We got it right.
It's one thing to be first and wrong. It's another thing to be first and correct. So I don't know, Joe, should we, you know, pat ourselves on the back? You know? Yeah. That Canada?
So, it looks like Reggie has created a theme for the day. And maybe he's telling me something. I know I need a bit of a haircut, but got a nice top of the table toque. Okay.
No, it's cold outside. I cover my head today. This is what I pulled out.
What about this one?
Which one is that?
Like, that's like Canada. Canada meeting, man.
That's the Canada one. Yeah, nice. That's so, nice. There we go.
There it is. I picked up three of these at, like, it says at the bottom here, Soccer Max on the weekend.
Nice.
One for me and my one for each of my sons. And, yeah, so, again, maybe it's cold outside, Reggie's alluding to, but we got our toques. Man, we got our toques. A lot of red up here. But anyway, so, yeah, so Reggie's got that theme. I don't know how long this is going to last, but so, Reg, where do you start? I mean, listen, let's start with Canada. We'll get to Canada.
Yeah, so, I mean, Joe, we had a showing that this tournament that I think, even though we're eliminated, I think we've had a showing this year, this in this tournament that shows everybody, and everybody was saying it after Belgium, Canada have a ride on the world stage. And you're going to look at a 4-1 loss to Croatia and people that, you know, people we know, people that you hear in the office or whatever, they tell you, oh, well, you know, maybe Belgium was a fluke here. 4-1, we're back to where Canada was before. And it's not. And it's like you said before, you got to crawl before you walk. I'm still very proud and you know, I'm going to be watching the game. We stayed a little bit late today at work to make sure the projector was working, and I have to bring my Android box to work tomorrow so we can stream it onto the big screen and watch it at work, even though Canada is eliminated. So that tells me all that I need to know about where some people's heads are. But I mean, we know people, we listen to people, and it's like everybody has an opinion. Herdman's not the one for us, and it's just like, guys, everybody calm down.
So Reggie, again, you made so many great points. First of all, and we said this after the Belgium game, this is a tough group. This is not an easy group.
Yeah.
Right. To say, oh, Belgium's been awful. Yeah, sure, they've been subpar. It's still Belgium. So, you know, this group was going to be hard to get out of for anybody. Okay. No one. The Croatia game. Croatia. Listen, I know everybody plays FIFA and look at Luka Modric. Beyond world class. We've been saying this for a long time. I have for sure. I know you have agreed too. That team is full of quality everywhere. That team, no one would be surprised if they finished in the final four.
Yeah.
And went to, they did it before.
Right.
Brozovic, Kovacic, Perisic, you know, Vardiol, that center back. Like, these are, the list goes on. They're a world class team.
Right.
So, again, this is where things like VAR, and another thing that you've hated a lot, is the FIFA rankings. Those FIFA rankings, when this draw came out, we knew this was going to be a problem because you win your region and you don't go into the first pot. Like, or we were in pot D. Like, the point is, we won our region. Canada won their region. And based on their ranking, they went into a spot where, listen, we said this, we could have been in USA's group.
Yeah.
Way more manageable group, with all due respect to those other teams.
Right.
Right. I mean, I would love to have seen Canada play Wales. Right? So, right. I mean, we saw what England did when you know, Southgate, unbelievably, I can't believe I'm saying this, adjusted his lineup and put Rashford and Foden and so on. So, again, this is not the sky fell and we flopped against Croatia. No.
Yeah.
That goal goes in by Davies. What are you doing?
That's right.
What were you doing, Reggie? Celebrating like we won the World Cup.
Of course. I mean, I had a bad back and I was still able to jump up. So, I mean,
the roof came off my house.
Like, yeah.
And it was great because my sons watched it with me, my wife, but you know, my sons, they get to see that. Like, I just want people to fathom this. Like, they got to watch young kids around this country, soccer fans like us, got to watch our team score in a World Cup against Croatia from our most decorated player. Finally.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You know, the crawl before you walk. From USA gets through the group today or yesterday. This is USA who's been in World Cups for a longer stretch of time. This is a USA that when you go through the lineup, they're starting midfield, Valencia, Leeds United, Juventus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like, I mean, this is, you know, they've built something there. Yeah. Oh, we beat them. Yes, we can play with them. Yeah, of course.
Of course we can.
This takes time and the group. So for me, nothing has changed. And I know for you too, nothing has changed. We are super proud of these guys. And the journey is not done, by the way. You still have a chance to affect the group. And that's pretty cool.
That's right. You don't think Morocco is a little bit worried right now? Do you think they're sitting there saying, oh, they're out, they're just going to let us walk through? I don't think so.
And I'm hearing people say, well, they're out. So what's, guys, they're playing in a World Cup match against another quality team in Morocco. We are not saying Morocco is just quality now. We've been saying this group's going to be tough. That Morocco game will be tough. We've been saying it for months.
Right.
And you know, like Amrabat, for example, you know, I said, never mind the Ziyech and so on. Now you got Amrabat who's being, you know, courted by teams in the Premier League. Like, these are good players. So another amazing opportunity for our Canadian men. And you know, we said it last time, the level of pride, it's still oozing with me. I don't know what to say other than that. Watching these young lads and older guys, just these guys play in a World Cup, it's to be cherished, you know, and we're going to be better for it.
Exactly. You know?
There's nothing else to say about it. You know, we are going to be better for it. This country, this soccer culture that's growing more and more every day is going to be better. We started off by saying, you know, now, you know, our local connection. Well, that local connection to each community in this country is going to start producing players playing the World Cup like we have, you know, and that's an amazing thing.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I'm excited for what's coming, and maybe not, you know, tomorrow or the next day or the next day after that. I'm excited for what's coming 3 or 4 years down the road, because we always talk about the guys. And, you know, if you listen to the show or watch the show, we always end off the show with Canadian content. This guy's playing at Maryland. This guy's playing at Syracuse. You're going to know those names because they're going to probably, if they keep on the same trajectory as they are right now, they're going to be a name on the World Cup roster in 4 years.
Because Reggie, you just touched on a great point.
We've talked about in our own personal conversations that there's four or five of these guys that are playing on this team right now that won't be there next World Cup. So you have to find a quality replacement for them.
You nailed it. And you know, Reg, we love the school, the old school, right? Yeah. I know we all know what Reggie likes. We know what kind of basketball fan Reggie is. His team's at the Mecca. Reggie loves old school hip hop, loves all that stuff, old school kicks. Listen, and we're joking, but we're not, because old school says this. USA 94, Reg. Never mind Italia 90, where we had Paul Calagiri and these guys playing from college soccer, Tony Miola in Italia 90. And hey, how about this? Scored a goal? How about played in a really tough group with, I don't know, Italy, Czechoslovakia at the time, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think Austria, so tough group. You know, scored a goal, did amazing things. What's different here? Well, we're further ahead than that because we got pros. We got Alphonso Davies playing at Bayern Munich. We got players playing in Europe. But remember how it started in 94, like, you know, that other World Cup, Max Moore and Kobe Jones and players playing in like Germany, but in like the, you know, like lower tier first division teams.
Yeah.
Right, Reggie? And so think of how that trajectory went. And then they went to 98 and kept qualifying. We're already ahead of that curve in terms of, we got players playing in clubs in Europe. You know, Alistair Johnson played for Celtic, guys. Like, you know, and we know about Davies, but look, Tejan Buchanan, maybe going to make a move to a bigger club. Stefan Eustachio playing for Porto.
Yeah.
These things cannot be, like, yeah, you say, oh, you're, you know, now we're saying this because, you know, they're out. Yeah, of course we're saying that. Absolutely. Once again, newsflash, Croatia is a team that could potentially be in your second tier of maybe winning the World Cup.
Yeah, like, they could. Sure.
They, right, Reggie? If they were going to get to a final, no one's going to be like, Croatia? And he's like, yeah, I could see that. 2018, they were in it. Yeah. Masterclass of a midfield, you know, Perisic, a great player, and so on. Like, So we need to give them more credit in terms of saying, you know what? Oh, we didn't win a game yet. But, you know, they've come so far. And, okay, the Herdman criticism. I want your opinion on this too. Okay, let's deal with it like it was in Canada. Okay, first of all, your thoughts on that whole situation.
Blown way out of proportion. I'm not just saying that because I'm Canadian and he's my guy. He's my coach. But it's
should have said it.
Why not? If that's gonna be the motivation that Croatia needs to win games and win the World Cup, then they've already lost. That should just be okay. You said it. Okay, no problem. And then if you want to come out and say something, oh well, we effed you after the game. If they did, then no problem. But for the coach to come out and say respect, I'm sure John Herdman respects it. I'm sure many other coaches that have, whether you're playing hockey, basketball, soccer, have said far worse than that about the other team. It's just that John Herdman mentioned it on the air. Okay, he was being honest, shirt off, hard on the sleeve, honesty. But I don't think the criticism is deserved for a comment like that, because that's just a comment every coach makes.
The cameras caught it.
The cameras caught it, and that's why. So if the cameras don't catch it, it's like it's never been said. And I don't think that's what do we call it? Bulletin board material. Right.
Yeah. So I agree, Reg. And to me, it's like this. Should he have said it? No. I don't think he should have said it with cameras in the room, but it happened. Okay.
Not with cameras. He can say it to his team.
100%. I think it's unfortunate. If he had to do it again, he wouldn't have said it there.
Of course.
But here's the deal. It happens. Okay. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, wow, like if you had a choice, would you say it? No, you say it behind closed doors. If the cameras are everywhere, oh, well, now you got to deal with this. Like you said, it's been happened everywhere. It's not what if he had to do it again, I think he's got to keep sticking by it, because, you know, if he says I wouldn't have said it publicly, you know, if he comes out publicly and says I shouldn't have said that, it shows a certain thing. Maybe he said it in the dressing room saying, sorry, boys, you know what I meant, whatever. I don't care. Should he have said it? Probably not in that form. Do I have a problem that he gives them that message to motivate them? Nah. So I don't. So to say that it really, you know, affected the game tactically, no, we know it didn't. Okay. I more want to focus on the other part of this is still Croatia. So, but again, I get it, selling papers, you know, getting likes and clicks and retweets and, you know, causing a stir. Here's what my take on it too. Like you said, if we're going to get under the skin of a world power like Croatia, it's pretty cool, you know, that sense.
Yeah.
As a coach, would I want that to get out? Of course not. If he tells you it doesn't matter, it doesn't care, I think he's lying. He's just saying that. But I get it. I understand the messaging. Okay, I get it. I do think the players handled it properly in terms of, you know, what they said to the media. I think they've been really – I'm really proud of the way that they've been media savvy. And not just a guy like Alistair Johnson, who, by the way, like I was saying it today to somebody – you know, he could probably be like a Taylor Twellman after his career's done. Like, you know, pretty sharp, on a broadcast, doing a good job and so on. But I was proud of all the guys and how they talked. I think Jonathan Osorio has really shown a lot of leadership, even what he said in his conversations and his comments to the media. I think he's a more mature also. I think also was very I don't understand, humbled by the fact that he is part of the World Cup and so on. So, again, we were close to doing something amazing against one of the best teams in the world on paper. And I think that can't be forgotten. We were in the mix. We should have beat them because we played well and so on. So, I think – I don't want to lose sight of that. Croatia, it's Croatia, guys. I mean – the draw scared me. Reggie had a little bit more faith in me, for sure. But I just thought if we just had one less of those teams, I'm telling you, Canada would probably get out. So we still have a chance to win a game, to affect the group. And I think that's an amazing thing. I mean, I would like to see some turnover. I'm biased. I want to see Dane in the net. You know, I would love to see him get out.
I think Morian's one of those guys that's not going to be there with Vitoria and Hutchinson and – You know, Fouettet's still around. You know, Oso's 30 now. He's going to be 34. Maybe he takes over for Atiba. Who knows? You know,
so, I don't know. In terms of the game, Reggie, the goal was awesome, wasn't it? Like, wasn't it like just a fantastic goal?
I mean, loved it. Literally didn't have time to even sprinkle cinnamon on the coffee. And it was already 1-0. So, I mean, it was great to see. I know we've waited a long time to see the first goal. We wait 24 hours to see the first win. And like you said, we scored a goal. Now we're looking for our next win. That's the next goal.
1986, you were what? You know, a certain age. I only watched. I did.
Make me do math. 9.
You were 11. I was 9.
11.
You know. Right. I remember watching it. So I remember, like, I'm watching this World Cup with my son. My youngest is 9 or 8. What is he? 8. My oldest is 11. So kind of the ages we were.
Oh, yeah. Years. Right. Right.
Right. And I know everyone says, 90 in our generation. No, me and Reggie are a bit older. And we remember 86 and Diego Maradona. Right. It was the World Cup.
That's right. That's right.
And I remember Canada playing France, you know, and like, wow, like, we held France to like 1-0.
That's right.
Right. So to score a goal, to me, I don't think too many people, when people said, oh, really? We're going to celebrate scoring a goal. That's where we're at. That's what the accomplishment. And I said, yes.
Yeah, it is actually.
Straight up. Yep. It is. And who we did it against cannot be forgotten. So, you know what? I know we're about the future. And we said it a million times. It's great to see Canadian players doing their thing, believing that they can be there, like you said, in 4 years and even younger, that they see those examples. Because I tell you, if young Reggie would have saw, I don't know, one of the players from that team, you know, Bruce Wilson, let's just use him, I don't know.
Bruce Wilson.
Score a goal, you know, on a corner kick as a center back or, a defender.
Randy Samuel.
Randy Samuel, you know. Lots of years in Holland playing. So, yeah. This is the value of this is massive, right? So let's not lose sight of that. And let's hope that our boys come out tomorrow. If you're watching this, you know, right now, but you know, this would be tomorrow. The game is tomorrow against Morocco, 10 a.m. our time here in the East. Let's see if we can come out and do something. And listen, win or lose, I'm proud of them. I saw a stat today where Kamal Miller, everyone says, oh my God, Kamal, you know, too bad in the last play of the game. Listen, his passing percentage is up there with – it's up there with the world's best players in the tournament. Like, these are great things to see. So, the future is bright.
Go ahead.
Well, Reggie, the future is bright. Let's really embrace this, and let's just hope that, you know, we keep the – listen, we want to attract new fans, and the bandwagon has a lot of space, and the rent can last a lifetime. So, stay with us. Don't just leave. Stay with us.
And you mentioned Kamal, the mistake he makes at the end. And it's, again, like we say, you can.
You know, if it happens at 1-1, Reg, 2-1,
yeah,
3-1. And listen, am I biased toward Kamal? You bet your ass I am.
Okay.
But did he have a great couple of games? Absolutely. So,
he's man of the match against Belgium for me. But
he was terrific. So, you know, amazing experience. So, like I said, we'll get to like after the World Cup, where does the program go now? But I just think, you know, tomorrow, can we get something? I'm excited. I want to see something. I would love to see, you know, Jonathan David get one, you know, Reggie. I would love to see that. I don't care who gets one, but, you know, it would be great to see him get one. And because he has been very good, you know, at a top level for quite some time. So
very young guy, first World Cup.
Yeah.
You got a long way to go.
Reggie, Canada is top of the list. Absolutely no problem. Has to be for us. We know it. Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure yesterday, Reginald, was it yesterday, Reg?
Day before? With the, which what? Juve or the other thing? Or other,
no,
the
no,
World
no,
Cup?
No,
World Cup? World Cup?
No, no. World Cup.
Yeah. So, big win against South Korea.
What a game.
Well, what a game. Oh, what a game indeed.
What a game. What a game. The Black Stars, right? Ghana, the Black Stars, right?
Yeah.
And they were.
Oh, you know what, Joe? We haven't spoken about Portugal, Ghana. We haven't spoken. We've spoken about that on the phone, but we haven't said anything on our show. And it's like, But it's, well, you know what? It's a good thing we didn't do a show that night, because we were supposed to do a show that night. And Joe, I was not happy. I was not happy at all.
I thought, you know, for now, for if you ask some, they said that Portugal absolutely dominated the game. So
what?
Yeah, I get it. And listen, fair dues to Portugal, who are world class and who are contenders to win the tournament.
All right.
Right? They are. But okay. I thought Ghana's second half or last part of the game was fantastic. I think the reaction was incredible. Again, the youngest team in the tournament, right, Reg? Is that right?
That's correct.
Amazing. So the energy, the approach, you go down 3-1. First of all, go down 1-0 on a dodgy penalty call.
Dodgy, Joe? I have a couple of other words for that.
The only one worse was Argentina's today, so we'll talk about that.
I haven't seen that one.
Oof. But so, you know, they react well, tie it, okay, then, you know, Portugal scores. They bring offside. On the house. Yeah, that was a questionable goal.
It was offside, Joe. It was offside.
Okay. That's right. And then did they even go to VAR, Reggie?
They did not go to VAR, Joe.
Right? So this is not a hate on thing, because, again, I'll say it again. I do believe that if someone told me, hey, Portugal could go to the final, I say, yeah, you're right. They can, 100%. They got loads of quality on that team, right, and so on, and experience. But, yeah, I thought, wow, so this could have been where Ghana gets the doors blown off, right, Reggie? Like a 3-1 where you're like, oh, man. Like, what were you thinking?
No, I'm thinking the Ronaldo penalty isn't a penalty. I'm thinking Rafael Leao was offside. João Félix goal, class, great finish. I have no problem with that goal. It's a giveaway, but I have no problem with that goal. And I have an idiot American referee in the middle of the park running this. And it just feels like, you know, you might as well just make this tournament for European teams. Make the World Cup for European teams, because for reasons why the penalty doesn't get looked at by VAR, no one looked at it, Joe. The offside doesn't get looked at. Nobody looked at it, Joe. Because you can't tell me those two things. And what we need to do as a – when I say we, I mean the world of football. We need to get rid of this, did the referee make a mistake, nonsense.
It's the right call.
Because you can look at any call that's being made on the field and say, well, the referee thought he saw this, so did he make a mistake? No, but because if he saw this, then he would have called that, so it's right. We got to get rid of that, because that's what it is. Right, clear and obvious – clear and obvious mistake. We got to get rid of that verbiage. You got to make the call correctly. Maybe the referee saw it and made a mistake and didn't call it. Maybe he didn't see it. Maybe he saw it. Whatever the right call is, you have to do that. Because, Joe, it could have cost. If Ghana doesn't go through tomorrow, what we all look back at that game.
Well, Reggie, I'll do you one better too. So in today's game, Argentina-Poland, and Argentina goes through. And to be fair, was the better team and was really going after Poland. So good for them in terms of they earned that way. But the penalty that was given to Argentina.
Yeah.
Never mind that it was dodgy, to say the least, the call. It goes to VAR. And you surely think, okay, so penalty was not given by the referee in the field.
Okay.
Goes to VAR. He goes to the screen.
Oh, wow. And then gives?
And he gives it.
And now, just a referee going – it was the goalie going up to punch a ball or something?
Chesney just comes out. I think went to reach out. He hits he gets messy. I don't know what else he's supposed to do. Like, you'll see it. And it was like – and you know, again, you're, first of all, and then a great penalty the shot. And an even better save by Chesney. That's two saves on penalties in the World Cup. And again, our Juve fans will tell you, right? Ross and Walker, Cho and guys like that. And Vince Mercurio, he does this a lot for Juventus.
Yeah.
But what a great save. And it was it was justice served that Chesney saved it. But then after that, it was just one-way traffic. And Argentina earns the win with a goal by Alexis McAllister from Brighton, I believe, Reg?
From Scotland, McAllister.
But isn't Alexis, isn't he on Brighton, I think? Anyway.
I don't know.
yell at me, but a great goal. And then Julian Alvarez. So, okay, in that sense, it wasn't that, you know, they got it. But to your point, back with the Portugal and Ronaldo thing, it's hard to trust this, you know, in terms of, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm saying, you know, certain things are like, yeah, Reggie. Well, because you start to think of, we know that they're a corrupt organization. We know all these things. We know that VAR is like, ugh, you know, in terms of like, can't get anything right. And so you're kind of wondering, because let's be honest, like, you know, FIFA would love to see certain teams.
Oh, Joe, you think?
And so on.
You for think? Money and you
again,
think?
People would say, oh, Joe,
you think, you think, FIFA, saying, you think FIFA right, wants Senegal? You think FIFA wants?
Ideally, if they could pick, they're going to pick a certain group of teams to be in it. So, but anyhow, so Reggie, back to I just hear your, you know, team of, you know, your second choice team, we're going to call that now. Ghana was, again, one of the highlights of the tournament, you know, because I think the way that they play is a fearless kind of way. And then they came out, and again, they could have went to bed, and that could have been 5-1 after. It wasn't. It wasn't, yeah. Reggie.
Yeah.
You score to make it 3-2. You almost score at the death. By stealing the ball from the keeper, I was like, oh my God, that could have been easily 3-3 against one of the powers.
He slips. Oh, Joe, if they had scored that goal at 3, it would have been 30 minutes extra time. Believe you me.
So, believe me. Reggie, then the Black Stars continue and played South Korea in what might have been one of the best games I've seen in the World Cup in years.
It was a great game.
What a game.
It was a great game. And you want to talk about one-way traffic. That last 10 minutes was unbelievable, man. Like, the pressure that Korea put on them was unbelievable. And to blow the whistle as they were about to get a corner, it was just, God.
Oh.
Paulo Bento got a red for yelling about that.
Well, I would that. So, Paulo Bento, of course. Portuguese, right? So, yeah. Interesting. But what about, Reg, I was going to ask you, what about the Ghana coach taking a selfie with
Edmundson? Yeah. Coaches? Edmundson, yeah. So, while he's crying?
I don't know. To me, these are great things. People say, like, you know, it shows that people are, like, coaches and players, they're fans too, aren't they? Like, you know, Oso was talking about, and they mentioned on the broadcast, you know, like, he's a Real Madrid fan, and there he is getting to go mano a mano against Luka Modric. I mean, we forget that these players are still fans, you know, and there's players that are iconic in the game. And I just think, imagine being able to tell, you know, your family one day that what you did. So the World Cup, right? I mean, I know there's other garbage going on, but, you know, that are more important than football. But, you know, when we look at the football, those are your things. So Ghana, Reggie, in with a shout, beyond the shadow of a doubt. The game is on Friday, Reg?
Right, Friday at 10.
Wow. So it's Ghana-Uruguay, who have been one of my disappointments of the World Cup. If Ghana has been one of the bright spots in terms of, you know, active, modern, playing some exciting ball, has Uruguay not been on the other end of that?
So boring to watch. You would think they would have so many exciting players, and it's going to be, oh my God, these guys are going to be all over the place. Boring, Joe.
What, Reggie? Can we just go through it? Betancourt.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, can we just get on the Betancourt thing? Exiled out of Juventus. What a joke. What a good player, by the way. That guy should not have taken the brunt of that.
They have other issues.
Betancourt. I don't know. Valverde.
Yeah. Yeah. Darwin Nunez.
I'm missing a lot, guys. There's
Cavani, Suarez. Is Torreira even playing? I haven't seen him. Did he even make the team?
But even if you take, you know, those guys, like, they can't be playing like this. You know, I said it off air. I think Reggie and Ghana fans would say, maybe just play like that one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. So the qualification process. So Portugal through to the next round already with 6 points. Ghana is on 3, obviously with winning one.
Yeah.
right? And we got Uruguay on
one. Uruguay is on one.
One.
1 point. So
Ghana could advance with a tie, correct? Ghana can get in without a win, so that's it's gonna be crazy. Like you said today, you know, Mexico goes out on a goal, right? And Poland hanging on, you know, getting kind of battered by Argentina and make it through. So Reggie, I don't feel for you on Friday because it's gonna be nerve-wracking. But before Friday, we have tomorrow, Canada, Morocco.
That's right.
Great to see them results. So we're pulling for them, you know, and we're hoping Canada gets resolved. I'm just excited to get to watch them. You know, I'm a little sad that it'll be the last time we watch them in the World Cup until the next 4 years, but I'm also excited. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow to watch that.
Me too.
Reggie, unfortunately, football just takes over in different ways sometimes. We're going to do a whole thing on this after, you know, but we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the entire board of Juventus resigning. All of them, and in the midst of like what we thought was a revival of their, you know, season and team, but we're hearing allegations, Reg. So we're gonna get more into this, obviously after the World Cup, and you know when we have more time. But all we're reading about is allegations of, you know, to put it, you know, cooking the books, like, you know, in terms of during COVID, the Ronaldo transfer, La Liga has asked for sanctions and stuff, or you know, so. It's revolving there. What we're hearing is around the Ronaldo transfer, you know, was inflating players' values, you know, in the transfer market, Reg. Maybe even stuff with the COVID stuff, like, you know, the players weren't getting paid and whatever have you. So, not a good look. You know, we're getting more into it. I will say this, if you're a Serie A fan, yes, I'm not a Juventus fan. I don't want to see them go down because even for the league, like, I don't know, so maybe this resignation stuff might save them. I don't know. But I was telling someone today, maybe we might see what happened with Chelsea. How many windows did Chelsea lose out on? Two, Reggie, or three? I don't know.
But I think it was three.
Yeah, that's I can see this happening, Reg. Again,
but don't you see them going down again like they did before?
I don't, you know, Reggie, I don't think it'll happen. And I'll tell you what, again, I could be way off. I don't see it because I think the Serie A is going to fight to do some other, you know, other sanctions around it. Because let's face it, you know, that Serie A loses Juventus. That TV revenue, which is already on shaky ground. Listen, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm saying what I see happening. Just an opinion. I think they're going to try to maneuver that and massage that. And I think it's more likely about the transfer windows, you know, maybe three of them. You're right, because Chelsea had three.
Yeah.
So, something has to be done, but again, let's get all the information. But
yeah,
not a good look, not a good look at all.
So the whole board resigned. It's not just one or two guys; it's everybody left. So Ned, there's something, major going on there.
But yeah, during the World Cup,
that's it. Hopefully, the World Cup would overshadow that, but no, that doesn't work like that. So
let's leave us on this. Let's start with this. So the tournament's now almost at the round of 16. Top three, in no particular order, teams that you think are going to win the World Cup right now, the three.
Based on play or based on FIFA?
What? Oh, Reggie.
If it's based on play, I got to say Brazil. Netherlands look good. I don't know if they can win it, but they look okay. The strike force is pretty good. Or an outcast, or an outsider, like a Spain who just probably won't quit.
So I got Brazil and Spain in there for sure, Reggie. I do.
But I don't know who the third would be. I know people are out there, you know, whatever. But like I said, based on FIFA, it's going to be either Portugal, Argentina, or Brazil.
I got Portugal, Spain, and Portugal. Spain and Brazil.
Yeah.
And I still think who would be in there, two teams that I think would have been in there. But I think France, just because, can you repeat it? But man, if it had all their guns there, top team in the world for sure.
Yeah.
And if they had a different manager, if Mr. Southgate wasn't their manager,
come England, on. Average players at best, Joel.
So you'll leave it on that. So
you're making chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, with that squad.
But that's what it is. And in saying that, Reggie, you know that our list is probably going to go out the window, and some team that we thought, wow, they won, so that could happen too. So.
Uruguay or South Korea will squeak their way in and win the World Cup. There you go.
Nothing better than football, Reg.
Nothing better. So, guys, thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, appreciate it. Subscribe, like, tell your friends, share, do whatever you need to do. If you're listening to this on one of the many podcast platforms that we broadcast on, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, we're on Amazon Music, TuneIn, Player FM, Stitcher, we're on every platform you use to get podcasts. Joe, we'll be on again, hopefully in a couple of days after the Canada game, after the Ghana game. And we'll be recapping that as usual. Maybe we'll have some new news from the Juventus. Maybe we'll have a special guest. Who knows? But you have to stay tuned to find out. So, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week. Portugal. You're kidding me.